Now for some reaction to President Bush's speech today, we turn first to Israel and Dori Gold, who's an advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Dori Gold, did you find anything in the president's speech, first of all, that is especially new?
Well, I think what's important here and what is new is that the president established a firm standard for peacemaking. He negotiated with the Palestinians while Arafat allowed Hamas to use terrorism against us. What the president did, he said, we want to go forward. He put forward a vision, but he said, end the violence, full stop.
The president said that once there is progress on the security front and once some of the reforms he's talking about are in place, then, as I heard him, Israel should stop activity on settlements and Israel should return to its army's positions of September 2000. Do Israelis take that to mean that until they are satisfied with Palestinian progress on security, that the United States doesn't care if Israeli troops remain where they are right now or if settlement activity continues?
Well, I think the United States understands that our troops are presently in the center of Nablus, or the center of Ramallah, because these have been used as launching points for attacking Israeli civilians. We would prefer not to have our forces in the Palestinian cities. We would prefer not to call up our reserves, which hurts our economy. But we have to do this because Yasser Arafat has utterly failed to stop the terrorism. In fact, as the president said, he's part of the terrorism. The references to pulling back to those lines from September 2000, the references to dealing with the issue of natural growth of settlements, we've accepted these before and we're ready to accept them now once the violence is vanquished and we're on the road to a real, stable peacemaking.
President Bush explicitly urged the Palestinian leadership to step down, make way for new leadership, and for the Palestinian people to bring in new leaders. As you understand it, does that mean that Washington agrees with Prime Minister Sharon that there can be no peace settlement with Yasser Arafat?
Well, you know, we've supplied over the last 6 weeks reams of documents showing that Yasser Arafat was personally involved in supporting terrorism. We have his signature in Arabic authorizing payment to operatives of the Tanzim, like Riyad Karmi and others. So it's clear to the U.S. that the problem with Arafat isn't just that he's not stopping Hamas, but that his own organizations are engaged in terrorism. What the president is basically saying is he has a clear standard that he's applying worldwide. You can't be against terrorism in Afghanistan and yet allow Arafat to support terrorism in the Gaza Strip.
Dori Gold, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Dori Gold is a former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. He is now an advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon.